Radio Prague News. Anti-corruption police say they have launched an investigation into the circumstances surrounding a multi-million crown deal between an investment company and the mother of the current industry and trade minister. Environment ministers from the Visegrad countries, Bulgaria and Romania, have agreed that cutting down on carbon dioxide emissions should not harm local economies. And according to a recent poll, 3/5 of Czechs believe the country's economic situation will be worse in 5 years' time. Anti-corruption police say they have launched an investigation into the circumstances surrounding a multi-million crown deal between an investment company and the mother of the current industry and trade minister Martin Kocourek back in 2008. The Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Friday that in 2008 the firm Key Investments sent bonds worth 16 million crowns or nearly $880,000 to an account owned by the minister's mother, Jindřiška Kocourková. According to a police spokesman, investigators are currently gathering and studying documents. Environment ministers from the Visegrad Group countries, Bulgaria and Romania, have agreed that cutting down on carbon dioxide emissions should not harm local economies, and that the United States, China and other states must also take part in the reductions. The EU produces 12% of total greenhouse gas emissions, but according to the Czech Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa, it keeps cutting its emissions despite having one of the lowest economic growths. Speaking at a meeting outside Prague on Tuesday, Minister Chalupa said that if the largest polluters do not participate in cutting CO2 emissions, further cuts in Europe would reduce its competitiveness. Police say they have recruited 15 new police officers to be deployed in the Szluknov district in North Bohemia, troubled by racial tensions between Romanis and the majority population. Before the new officers complete their training, riot police from other regions are to take turns in the area for another 6 to 12 months. The riot police presence in the district has cost 40 million crowns since the end of August, but according to police president Petr Lessi, has not managed to reduce petty crime. Unrest in North Bohemia began in August following a number of violent attacks blamed by the locals on members of the Roma minority. A new poll carried out by the STEM agency suggests that almost 3/5 of Czechs believe that the country's economic situation will be worse in 5 years' time. According to the agency, this is the most pessimistic expectation in the last 18 years. STEM also says it has never occurred before that more than 50% of respondents expected a turn for the worse in a five-year perspective. Some 44% of those polled said they expected their household living standard to fall in the coming 5 years. Left-leaning voters and older people tend to have gloomier expectations, the agency said. Officials at a clinic in the eastern town of Olomouc have reported a healthy boy was left in their baby box on Monday evening. Doctors estimate the child's age at around 18 months. The founder of the Czech baby box system, Ludwig Hess, said that he has never encountered a case of such an old child being left in a baby box. The toddler is the third child to be left in the Olomouc baby box of a total of 61 left anonymously in one of the 46 baby box facilities around the country. And finally, the weather. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy with daytime highs of 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Pavla Horáková. That's the news.